This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones, your host. Glenn Hernandez is here with us. I want to play a few clips next segment with a short one. You were pointing this out. It's all over the news. They are arresting people that are out at parks, that are swimming in the ocean, that are surfing or paddleboarding in California now. Going, oh, well, the virus might be in the ocean. This is total hysteria psyop where you see the media now reporting from home and no one can leave it. Thank God the robots and drones can travel outside the bubble cities. Thank God, because just like the movie The Island, you can't leave the fortress because there's a bioweapon out there. The truth is you're just a prisoner. This is like a bad science fiction movie.
It really is, Alex, and it's ridiculous. I was just talking to you in the break about how Greg Abbott issued a new executive order requiring Texans to stay home unless they're part of an essential service or they're doing an essential thing such as grocery shopping. But that's ridiculous. I want to go paddleboarding. When I'm paddleboarding, I'm over 6 feet apart from somebody. Why is
it's
the government
a power grab.
Exactly. Why is the government now telling me?
It's a power grab. They want to tell you you're a damn prisoner.
Exercise.
Sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's very upsetting. And this video that we're playing now is from L.A. County. There's a man that's out in the ocean paddleboarding, and the police officers are on the shore. They have a boat out there, and they're basically having him come in. And he's by himself in this video, but they're having him come in because he's paddleboarding. He's outside of his house. He's not social distancing, apparently. Well, actually, yeah, this is social distancing. There's no one around him, but he's not self-quarantined.
Well, the argument is they dump some sewage out into the Pacific Ocean. Well, why do you let them swim to begin with? No, the virus gets killed by anything electrochemical, salt water. It's well known. It's dead. It's dead very quickly in seconds, probably maximum minutes. This is insane. Again, what did Fauci say 2 days ago? He said, you will not be able to leave your house until no one is dying. Well, that's impossible.
Well, and then Fauci came out yesterday and he said that we can't trust the models. I've been looking at the models. We can't trust models. The models were originally saying that 2 million Americans were going to die. Then they were saying 100,000 to 200,000 Americans were going to die. And now Fauci's saying, well, we can't even trust the models.
And then when it's 50,000 or something, they'll go, we saved you.
Honestly, Alex, I think that the 100,000 to 200,000 death projection is too big even to begin with. There's not going to be that many deaths in America. I'm going
to
say
it's up to 3,000 in New York, but anybody that has this common cold virus and died of a heart attack or cancer, they're just saying it's COVID-19.
Exactly. So there's so much disinformation going around right now. We're being told that there's a shortage of ventilators. That's a lie. We're being told that hospitals are overrun in specific areas like New York, where the population is 8 million and everyone's stacked on top of each other. Maybe that's true. But here in Texas, that's not true. We're seeing it in various other states as well.
What about them commandeering the ventilators now? Next will be our food and our guns.
Well, the New York Times put out a story that said that people are now having to share ventilators. The other option is death. But if you scroll 10 paragraphs into the story, Alex, you'll read that it says the hospital has not yet run out of ventilators. So all they're doing with every single...
Oh, there's no doubt. Everyone's been ordered fearmonger as much as possible.
Exactly. And it's just so ridiculous to see that everyone is now just being so submissive. They're staying inside. They're just so scared to even leave their house. My mom was at HEB the other day, and she was saying that she felt like she was living under a dictatorship because when she went to HEB with my little brother, the employee screamed at her to get 6 feet apart from my little brother, and they told them when they could walk up to the cash register. There was a big plastic sheet separating
the register. All these people are loving the power of the police state.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And my mom was so upset. She's like, I'm never going back there again. I've never been screamed at or treated that way here in America, especially. Why can't my own son stand next to me? It's ridiculous.
Well, this is, let's talk about this when we come back. There's the flip side. People are now moving out of the country. People that didn't believe us are getting guns. People are really waking up now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. You got a big portion that are getting into it. You got other folks that know it's bull, but like it's polite, they get into the social distancing and next to me wearing the mask. It's disgusting. And I'm just going to tell you, people that I know that try to henpeck me or anything during this period, it's one thing if people want to wear masks and they want to get into the fear, and then some people have autoimmune stuff, and that's fine. I'm not mad at folks that want to protect themselves. But if you get into the police state angle of it, I'm not associated with you anymore. This is going to separate people that are under mind control from those that aren't, Savannah.
Definitely. Honestly, this whole entire experience has really separated the boys from the men. And And there's a lot of little scared boys out there. There's a lot of people that are just allowing the government to do whatever they want. And I'm really disappointed with the
government. And in your history, they better be scared of the government power grab.
Exactly, exactly.
Absolutely. We're not saying you're bad if you wear a mask. That's not what we're saying. We're saying when they order everyone to wear them and then people call the police on you because you're not wearing one, that's BS, and it's already started.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I told you that they would first say 2 weeks, like a holiday. It's great. Do what you're told. You're going to get some free money. So people said, okay. That's like buying a lottery ticket. And when you don't win, you want more. Or the Nigerian email scam. You invest money. You don't want to admit you got ripped off, so you keep investing money. Once they got you with a tentacle, once they got their hooks in you, their pinchers on you, then they go, oh, it'll be a month. It'll be 2 months. Oh, actually, the plan's a year and a half. And I said, folks, it will never end. It is the World War III of psychological warfare. Now the story's up on InfoWars.com. Coronavirus economic effects might last decades, research suggests. And I've got all these articles where they say that it's going to last for years with new seasons where you can't go out and where you will not be able to leave your home until you've been forcibly inoculated. Here is the Prime Minister of Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said that life as we know it will not return for as much as 6 months. And he's just being honest with everyone. And until there is a vaccine, only a vaccine will allow easing restrictions. That's the headline.
If they're not in a position to be able to support themselves, then there is the alternative for them to return to their home countries. We still have quite a number of people who are here on visitor visas. As much as it's lovely to have visitors to Australia in good times, at times like this, if you're a visitor in this country, it is time, as it has been now for some while, and I know many visitors have, to make your way home and to ensure that you can receive the supports that are available where they are in your home countries. At this time, Australia must focus on its citizens and its residents to ensure that we can maximise the economic supports that we have.
But, of course, a lot of these countries are still importing foreigners, so is Trump, as fast as they can. Let's play this clip of the Corona Police in the UK. So it's gone from just take a two-week holiday, and I said, folks, it's the trap, and now it's permanent. And the drones are there to back the police up. Here it is.
And you'll get a fine. And if you can't prove who you are, you get arrested.
Kids, write the fine. We're going to drive.
Alright. So, the simple fine. Fact is, not you can walking. Drive this car home because you're the driver. The rest of the passengers have to walk to wherever they want to go to. That's a dispersal.
And
where your final destination is down to you.
Right.
But you are not allowed to be on the street.
But we're in the car now together.
It doesn't matter.
So you're going to separate more people into the streets.
Separately. Away from you.
No.
From each other.
Why? We're in the car together now. It doesn't make a difference. You're all rounders.
You
surrounded us with how many police are here?
I've seen police videos in Europe and the U.S. now in leftist areas where they're telling families, mothers, fathers, and kids, oh, you can't be together. It's a family. They live in a house. This is all meant to see what the cops will do, what we'll put up with, and we're all in this giant experiment. Remember, they had several university experiments that are very famous. There's the Milgram and the Stanford ones, where you could order these students through a glass wall to believe that they were administering deadly shocks, or in other case, what was it, poison, We got the real expert on this coming up. Perhaps Rebecca should talk about this next segment when we hand the baton to him. And most people, around 90%, if I remember correctly, would administer death because an authority figure told them to do it. So this is just incredible. And in some cases, they were in the room. And they put actors in who were dying that people believed. And they believed they would that they killed them because their professor ordered them to kill them. Kill him. Kill him now. Savannah, let's get to your report, though. It's up on Infowars.com, the Bandout video. Doctor says coronavirus test only 60% accurate. Doesn't trust from China. Well, forget trust from China. We have the reports up where it's confirmed that they're sending contaminated kits and masks on purpose, obviously. They even have Chinese workers bragging about it here to hit us.
Exactly, Alex. And if the biggest thing that we need to take away from this, obviously, is that we need to be making all of our essential goods here in the U.S. We cannot be dependent on China anymore. And, it was very shocking to me to hear this doctor say that this coronavirus test was only 60% accurate. I was talking to him about how, you know, I have had a little bit of a cough here and there for the past 2 weeks. I do have seasonal allergies, so I figured, you know, it's just for that. But I was talking to him about it, and I said, okay, well, say, for example, my symptoms get worse. I have a fever and chills. Should I come back here? Do I have to retake a flu and strep test, which you had to take first before you could even try to get the coronavirus test? And he said, well, the test is only 60% accurate anyway. So basically, stay home, self-quarantine, and if you need to go to the hospital because you can't breathe, go. And then at that point, you probably have coronavirus. So the test isn't even accurate. They don't trust any of the tests from China. We know that this outbreak began in China as well, and we have our whole entire media covering for them for some reason. And we have the World Health Organization covering for China as well. So much disinformation in our media, so much Chinese propaganda has been just parroted back over here in the U.S., and I don't understand how we've gotten to a point where we have Google making an app to track American citizens. We have our own media parroting Chinese propaganda. And we have Americans submissive to our government. It's basically China over here, and it's so sad to see.
By the way, 9 weeks ago, I said, we're going to have the same apps. They're already made. Mm-hmm. Microsoft, Facebook, they've already got them. And Google actually announced with Facebook, oh, we're already tracking everyone. We've already given it to the police.
Well, Alex, when you reported on Project Dragonfly, when I first started here, you were talking about that. And look at us now.
I confronted Sundar Pichai a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into Congress and said, there is no Dragonfly. We don't track users.
Exactly. The articles started coming out.
And they were doing it 20 years ago, folks. They're lying criminals. You heard of James Bond villains? Google makes them look like nice people, okay? Google and its motto, don't be evil.
And that's the thing, too, Alex. You know, there's so many times, and I've said this before, where I'm just like, that can't be true. Alex, you're crazy. And then look what happens. Jeffrey Epstein magically commits suicide, conveniently commits suicide. Project Dragonfly turns out to be true. China is developing an app to track people in the U.S.
The Statesman reported 5 days ago, Jones has been sued for a report on Jeffrey Epstein, and they're so happy about it. And again, they're just celebrating all this.
Exactly. And you know what, Alex? I do want to say, too, while I am on your show, that I am so grateful, and I feel like our whole crew is, because during this time where there is this pandemic going on, people aren't allowed to go to work. People aren't able to pay their bills. You've been a great boss, and I'm so grateful for that. And I know our whole crew is. And so, honestly, you know, we see all these bad headlines about you, but no one sees the good headlines about how you're taking care of not only your own family, but all of our families here, too,
I appreciate you. We need to stay on air and fight this. And we're only essential for now. Now, notice now the companies decide what's essential, but the way it's really written, mm-hmm. they're laying all these leftists off, saying they're not essential, these newspapers. They're using it to deindustrialize and to move us into the post-human economy. And all the people that signed on to this who thought they'd be part of the upper-class technocracy, you're fools. So the listeners are like, why are you always talking to the idiot left? I'm trying to wake them up. Speaking of waking people up, here's part of your report where you're talking to the doctor. And remember, Project Veritas did this last week, and CNN got it banned off YouTube, saying no one is allowed to question things, even the president, only the UN World Health Organization. And so he had doctors and military and nurses on video saying it's overblown, it's overhyped, it's a lie, our hospital doesn't even have anybody in it. And that was banned because it didn't create fear. Just like they're banning people telling you zinc and vitamin C are being used to treat it by doctors. That's a fact. And they've gone to attorney generals and want me arrested for telling you about zinc. Folks, these people are monsters, and they're showing their colors now. Here's a clip of you talking to the doctor through the window.
Pretty minimal symptoms. So if I do end up getting fevers and chills again, or my cough comes back worse and I come back, I still have to...
This is kind of a moving target, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, if you did that, ideally, I'm going to come back and get tested. And at the same time, at that point, even if it tests negative, you would need to stay away from people because you've got fever, chills, and cough. The test is only about 50% accurate. It's not that awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so you test negative and still have it.
So you say the test is only 60% accurate right now?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We just think about it a little bit, too. We got all these people mass-producing tests. How quickly are they getting them to, like, FDA's approving them quickly? How much are they really getting to check them?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder what we're going to find out later, to be honest with you, like whether how accurate they were at all.
Yeah, I saw a story that those tests that were produced out of China were not correct and that they were, you know, misdiagnosed.
We've been getting that story for years and years and years, though, about lots of stuff we get from China.
Good Lord, yeah.
These are the type of reports, 50, 60 of them a day, a band on video. Our crew is just working overtime. I'm going to come back and introduce Dr. Nick Baggage, who I really appreciate hosting. He's got a lot to say. He's probably the top scientist out there fighting the globalists in wide spectrum analysis, and we really appreciate him coming on. He also has a lot of knowledge about the workings of government. His dad's a famous congressman who they killed, and of course his brother was a U.S. senator. We'll be right back with Dr. Nick Baggage, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We'll give you his URL to visit when we come back, so stay with us.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You should all mark this down. EarthPulse.com and get his films and books. I remember reading his books 25 years ago, listening to him on overnight radio, and he's a scientist. He goes off what's documented, what's proven, and now you see the whole agenda rolling out. I want to have him take over here, but I don't say all these things to scare you. I say it because you need to know, and I believe you will then wake up and do something about it. And human potential is amazing. This is all about suppressing that potential. And also, you need to be self-sufficient. There's going to be a huge exodus out of the cities. It's in the news. It's already happening. People already know instinctively these big mega cities are death traps, and they're unhealthy, and they're falling apart. And that's why, with the 5G and the close quarters and no sunshine, that's why they're the death pits they are to just any virus. So get your storable food. It's available again for a limited time. They may suspend future orders like they've already done once at InfoWarsStore.com. We don't take orders unless they've got the food. We've got it right now. Also, we've got the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's good for adults and children, all the different vitamins, minerals, the zinc, the amino acids. We have Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus for adults. That's amazing with the zinc and so much more. And we also have a lot of other great products like X3. X2 is sold out. People love X2. It's great. It's deep earth crystal iodine that does so much for your body and boosting your defenses. Just look up, iodine immunity for yourself and then make your own decision about that. It's essential. Just like zinc. Vitamin C is critical. It's leafy green vegetables, stuff like that. Orange peel. Just whatever you do, get prepared, get ready. But spiritually, don't let this scare you. Take action against it. Overcome it mentally. And then all the studies show that will boost your immune system as well. Don't give in to fear. But get prepared. That's how you get empowered, and it funds this operation in the face of the enemy. I want to thank you all for your support, and God bless you all. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Dr. Nick Megas takes over. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's always terrific to be with you. And, you know, during this particular time in our nation's history, there's a lot to be said, you know, and InfoWars has always been like the early warning system, you know, for what's happening in the world. It's one of the reasons that we worked together now 25 years. I remember when you were in Public Access TV, just starting out. I always thought you were older. You know, it always blew me away when I finally met you in person. You know, and you know, when I think about what's happened and being ahead of the curve, which we've been, what's the value of that if we don't do anything with that knowledge? And today I'm kind of splitting my show into two sort of segments. And what I'm calling the economic pandemic / solutions, because there's actually a few that are being fielded, some that are being attempted. But really, I want to talk about what isn't being said right now that absolutely needs to be. And on the economic side, there's a couple of things that are really important that the mainstream, lamestream media is missing, that small businesses, hairdressers, massage therapists, people that own small businesses that are now closed, restaurant owners, etc., and gig workers, a whole bunch of people that don't have unemployment coming that they've kind of patched up. But I want to mention what is out there, and whether we agree or disagree with this $2 trillion plus expenditure, you need to know what's there. And SBA has two programs that are being pitched as loans, but they're grants, and they apply to companies with 500 employees or less, and not just companies, proprietorships, small businesses, individual partnerships. I mean, all of those structures, LLCs, fall under this umbrella, and there's two programs I'm going to mention today that are extremely important. One is one that you have to go through your bank, and it's called the Payroll Protection Plan. And it affects you and your employees. If you're an employee of a small business, you need to call your small business employer and make sure they look this up on the SBA's website, okay? And you have to file a thing on the SBA's website if you want to qualify. But what it is they structure it as a loan, and they tell you it's a loan. It's a loan at 1% interest for essentially 2 years. What they don't clearly tell you in the media is this converts, a big chunk of this converts potentially as much as 2.5 months of your business's payroll benefits, which include insurance and 401ks, utilities, and rents, can be covered under this action. And it's very easy. The applications are really simple. Some of the banks are running a little bit slow on getting them acted, and some are refusing. You know, the original deal was 2% loans at 0.5% with a big chunk of it forgiven. And how that works, look at the SBA site, extremely important. Small businesses, it's a way to pay your people and not have a liability through a standard kind of loan configuration. Instead of giving it directly to the banks, this time as some free lunch, they're actually passing it to small business owners. Payroll Protection Program. Talk to your bankers. Talk to your credit unions. Know what this is about. It's very simple. The other one is like an automatic pilot. You do it online with the SBA. It takes 10 minutes, and it's a $10,000 grant for the same classes of people. Take a look at it. Extremely important. I know people don't like this helicopter money thing going on. We're in a long-term problem. On the screen, if you're looking right now, is a small business guidance. It's being told and sold as a loan, but look at it carefully. The first $10,000 is an automatic grant, a gift. It's forgiven. You can use it for keeping your business's lights on, keeping your payrolls paid. If you're a small business, take a look. Look at it right now. It's important. And it applies to every small business under 500 employees, from the mom and pop to the gig worker. Take a look. Anyway, I want to mention that because that's already in play, available to Americans today. It opened up today, April 3rd, officially at the banks, PPP. The other one that's extremely important is, of course, that $10,000 straight grant at SBA's site that is open right now online, 10 minutes to apply. Go do it if you're a business. Go take care of these things, because if they're not done between now and June 30th, the opportunity is gone. If the 8 weeks that you're accounting for under these grants isn't expended during the same period from today till June 30th, it won't count as a grant. So look now, look today, pass it on, spread the word, because this is important. The other one I want to mention, and I hope I don't run out in this segment. If we do, we'll carry it over. And it's an idea my son, Nicholas III, my oldest son, he's in his early 40s, pretty close to Alex's age, is kind of bizarre. But in any case, here's the deal. And it was a great idea. You know how all the banks now are getting the zero interest money through the Federal Reserve shenanigans, you know, essentially zero interest? What about this? And the mortgage industry, we just heard 30% of mortgages might default. This is horrible. And we're hearing about a rent strike where renters won't pay their bills and landlords won't get paid. This will compound the problem if we have these foreclosures. After the break, I'm going to talk about a solution, one that we can do right now that will stimulate this economy for 30 years going forward. It's a visionary approach to solving the problem at a time when helicopter money is not the solution. This is Nick Begich. You're at the tip of the spear. This is InfoWar.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So glad to be with you on this Friday afternoon in most parts of the world. Still a little before noon in mine here in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, just before the break, I was talking about this great idea my oldest son, Nicholas, had. In fact, he's on the Alaska Policy Forum. He's their chair. It's his conservative think tank here in Alaska. And so this is now circulating among conservatives around the country and actually running up to my brother, Mark, who's on the liberal side of the family. But he's actually co-chairing with the previous governor of Alaska, Governor Parnell, excuse me, and under our current Governor Dunleavy, both of them are co-chairing an economic committee and fielding a number of ideas. But here's the one from my son that I think is incredible and one that could apply to everyone. Instead of, you know, the 0% that they're giving in treasuries and essentially giving bankers this total liquidity, I have a different solution for liquidity. And it's this, simply this, is instead, why not take all the mortgages, all the residential mortgages in America, and rewrite them in a streamlined fashion. Think about this. A half a point, a half a percent or a quarter of a percent service the loan, and that's the interest rate, but all your money now goes into principal and refinance it. Take out the entire mortgage industry instead of waiting till it defaults. have a two-month recess on starting those payments so people have the break and the breathing space. And then essentially where you're paying straight into your equity, not into interest for bankers, but into equity, let the Federal Reserve take out that debt. And you know what? It's a balance sheet equation because instead of just creating puff money out of nothing, now you have real assets backing up a real debt instrument. So it's in balance. But instead of the bankers getting 0% interest, why don't we? Every mortgage holder, that would knock out hundreds and hundreds of dollars out of your monthly expenses every month for the next 30 years. And you could take this and apply it to multifamily units, renters, and take that savings, that interest savings on those multi-unit residential properties that may face foreclosure, and reduce the rent, split it. Split it with the landlord and the tenants, where that interest savings is split in a rental reduction and a real savings for the landlord. And all that money by all those consumers and all those homeowners and all those renters that they save will go into the economy directly. Not put in stock buybacks for big banks and corporations like liquidity offers them today, but a very different equation that lands the money in the hands of each of us in a way that changes our life, not for a couple of months like some handout, but in a very real way, at the same level as the banks are being treated. Why not train human beings at least equal to a dang bank? Where are we in this equation? At the bottom or at the top? The government is by the people, of the people, for the people. The Federal Reserve is of the bankers, for the bankers, and by the bankers. And it's trying to assert the power of the people and re-equate a different kind of equation. And this isn't, some will say, oh, that's socialism. That sounds like socialism. Well, what is it for the banks right now when they get zero interest and they want to tax us for the banks to pay their bills when they're already getting 17, 20, 22% interest on your credit cards, for God's sake? And you know, here's what it does. All those mortgage bankers get all their money back. And then they have it available to lend corporations, to lend big businesses, to give to the banks, to flood the banks with liquidity. And then they can take the risks instead of passing those risks on to you and stripping out our wealth in the form of interest, which if you read the Old Testament, interest was more or less a sin. You know, something about it. This is a very different way to address the mortgage crisis that's coming and solve it. And think about it. Every dime that you pay on your mortgage past the taxes and insurance are going to go straight into equity, into real value, real wealth, not toilet paper stock certificates. You know, it's real wealth. And here's the other part of this idea, and I think why it's so brilliant. My son Nicholas was so brilliant in this is, it's simple. You charge a $500 origination fee, roll it into the loan. Give a two-month break for payments so people can breathe. Everybody can breathe. You can even give a rental relief for 2 months while you redo it, while you reset that for the landlord. Do some things creatively, but address people. That's why I love this idea. And it's balance. Assets balance the liability better than just creating puff money. So it doesn't further tamp down the value of our dollar by creating a puff money again. Different way to look at it. I challenge people to think about it. And if you like this idea, pass it on to those that might actually listen. The other one I read, I can't cite where I read it, but it's brilliant. Our oil industry is in a free fall and it's going to crush Alaska, Louisiana, Texas, and really the country, and a fracking industry that's going to be completely debased. The banks will fail. The companies will fail, and a whole bunch of living human beings that are not statistics will be unemployed. This can stop, and I'll tell you how. We can protect our domestic oil markets by setting an import threshold, no imported oil under $50 a barrel. And then supply and demand can come into equilibrium in the United States at 50 a barrel. Let the excess above 50 a barrel be collected in taxes. This costs the federal government nothing to stabilize oil prices and create certainty in our markets. Yeah, we're going to have to look at how that affects the airline industry. But right now, they're not flying anywhere. American Airlines just said they cut all international traffic. So all that's left is domestic. Sometimes you have to protect your industries. Today is the day. We can protect the oil industry by putting the cap at $50. That's not going to cripple us at the pumps. but it'll set certainty. If it can drop below that, by all means, but don't let one barrel come into this country when we know we can produce enough for domestic needs, period. Until it's over $50 a barrel, then allow whatever comes in. That's competitive enough. But preserve our industry. If it collapses, it chain reacts through so many others. We can do a couple creative things beyond the big helicopter money giveaways that last longer than a quarter, that create a changed economy beyond bringing our industries back, beyond preserving the American potential by recognizing we're about to let it go. Recapitalize the average person by putting wealth back in. And on this caveat, one of the other things that needs to happen is the fire hose of 401ks going in out of payrolls every week going into the stock market is one of the things that have overfueled it. We need alternatives for people instead of the stock market. Because how can you keep throwing money at it and not expect it to overinflate until a bubble forms and then it collapses and we're all the losers? Because the big guys, the globalists, play the game and they use this and they strip out our wealth every decade or so. It has to stop. So I propose another solution on the 401k plans. Modify them, change the mortgages to what I'm suggesting, and then allow people as part of their 401 for their match and their contribution or their Roth or their traditional IRAs to put it in their home equity. Provide a conduit into your home equity, your personal wealth, or into a home equity savings account so you one day can be a homeowner, because that's the foundation and always has been of American wealth. And before that, it was your family farm and your house. And before that, it was the 160 acres that you used to be allowed to homestead out of public lands. That ended in Alaska federally for all American citizens. It ended here in the early 70s. The last bits of homesteading went away. You know, we need to rethink the American dream by making sure it's not the banker's dream and our nightmare, because a nightmare is in front of us right now. Big ideas, different ideas, ideas that change the game are being shoved down our throat by the dark side. And it's time for a lighter side to see a way through the darkness and get us through the times that we're in with creative thinking. The next segment, I'm taking it a whole nother direction, because the only thing that changes the world is human beings, and we are spiritual beings first before we're flesh and matter in this world. And what I've talked about in this last segment is the fleshiness of the earth, the things we have to contend with as physical beings, but we're first spiritual beings. And in the next segment, I want to talk about that. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And I want to remind people, my books and videos are exclusively in print form available at the InfoWarsStore.com. I want to remind people it's a way to support my work and also support the work of InfoWars and everyone on our team. And I got to say this, you know, we got a great team all the way around in Austin, at the warehouse, shipping. Every single position from editing, all of it. It's incredible, the team that's been put together there to keep the public informed at this particular time. You know, in this segment, I want to get into a totally different configuration here in terms of how we see this, okay? Because as human beings, as created human beings, and some people may fall away in the listening audience on this because I'm going to come from a spiritual perspective, because I think that's important. And whether you're a Christian or whether you're consider yourself some other kind of a religious person, but if you believe in the connectivity of the spirit and what it is, I want to talk to you now. And I want to suggest a few things. And Alex will tell you, and he's told you before, this is one of the areas of the mind, the spirit, the consciousness, the energy that we are is the center of what has been my research, but from a pragmatic or sort of science perspective. But let's look at it from the physics perspective. All right. And the biophysics tells us that we, in fact, are the outward expression of energy, ultimately, which is, if you think about this, what words are, what they represent are symbols for thought. So we can go back to the ancient words. Talking about what we were as created human beings, created in the image and likeness of God. From my perspective, that says a lot more than our physical form, which we're also told are finite and limited. It is a grain of this lifetime, in terms of scope, is like a bit of dust on a grain of sand on the beach of the universe, okay? This amount of time here in the scope of eternity is very small and very short, no matter how agonizing or how glorious it might be from your perspective and the body that you occupy. So energetically, if we start there, and that's what we are, When you think about what affects our health, changes in our energy states, which is what Alex was alluding to earlier in that last segment, and what science has tried to explain from a biophysics perspective. The split in physiology and in life sciences happened when the guys really sharp in mathematics, they sort of drifted to the biophysics, and those not so good in the math but good in the chemistry followed the chemical models. But there is no chemical reaction without an energetic reaction, which is the biophysics is, in fact, the foundation of all life sciences as we understand them today. So energy as an input and energy as an output is fundamental to what we are as living human beings. And no system is closed. We're all interlinked. This is something that we now know also. And there's something in quantum physics called non-locality, where once we connect with each other, you affect everything instantaneously. There's something called the news sphere, which has been actually measured, that shows that the entire energetic composition of the planet's awareness, which is all of us individually, collectively, think about this, create an energy field that changes reality. This is quantum physics and not just some mystical conversation. This is why it blurs so much. Dialogue between consciousness and science today starts to get really blurry. The power of two or more gathered together is immense. This is called resonance in science. Resonance, if you were to write out the equation, it would be X plus X in brackets, and then a squaring of that. In other words, that times itself. So this is greater than the sum of the total. It's physics. It's also the mystery of the words, two or more gathered together. Because the more you link in this chain, the more powerful the amplitude of the signal because of this thing called resonance, which is harmonies between living souls. We can actually do this. We do this right now. We do this in everything we do when we come together in common moments like this, where we're hearing each other and listening. We come together in common moments, and reality begins to be created by how we intellectualize and emotionalize what we see, and then how we begin to act accordingly. When the dark forces in the world use CNN and the mainstream media to create the same effect, they know what they're doing. This isn't like a mystery or an accident. The idea of concentrating focused energy, stimulating fear, which is an activating energy, but without the logic engaged, allows people to be moved like a herd. Now, the opposite of this is called focused prayer. All right? You can call it prayer. We're going to call it prayer today for lack of a better common word. But it's focused attention. And this is what it says in the science. You hold the thought. Most people can only hold the thought for a couple of seconds, and it dissipates, right? You drift off and start thinking about 50 million other things. The longer you hold the thought, the more able you are to push that thought into reality creation. That's how it works, okay? Now, prayer, two or more gather, God knowing we can't hold our focus. You get people linked up, and all those seconds that add up in the same second to something powerful. In other words, think about this. A million people holding a thought for 3 or 4 seconds, as long as we can. But now you have 3 or 4 million seconds in those 3 seconds. That's the compounding of it. That's resonance. This is when prayer has an effect in reality. And it's not a big mystery. It's just science. But with the power of understanding what prayer does, then we have a more focused possibility. Because here's what faith is. I want to mention this. Faith and hope. There's a big distinction between two, and people confuse them. Faith is knowing what is true and acting on it, doing something actively. We each can do that. And so I at some point before we run out of time today, I'm going to ask everyone for just 10 seconds to hold with me the thought. And this is a thought that we're going to come back to, and I'm mentioning it now so you can decide whether you want to participate or not. And it's to give clarity to President Trump to know what will truly help this country. In the right way, in a good way, in a way that every American can be proud of. That's what I'm going to be asking us to do at that moment. Because this is something that maybe, just maybe, if you believe in God or you don't, and you believe in physics, we can do this together. We can do this together. We can all do this for 10 seconds. And I'm going to do speak the words, and I'm going to ask you all to hold this thought now. I'm going to go into this. I am asking every person to focus for this 10 seconds on this president, gaining the wisdom necessary to make the right decisions that every American would be proud of, that will change this world, that will change this country, and liberate us from the captivity that otherwise is going to be thrust upon us. Let this be our focus for this 10 seconds. Hey, thanks for doing that. You know, I think that is a powerful thing. And I would ask people to listen to this video later to join us even in that moment. Recognizing something out about physics. Time and space only have existence in this reality. Otherwise, they don't exist in the way we think about them. So wherever you join us in that 10 seconds, let that 10 seconds spread. And let us recognize the science behind all of this. And let us take ourselves back. We're all locked in, you know, focused on what's going on in our own personal lives. This is a good thing. I've said trauma sometimes breeds great opportunity, and I mentioned it before. In a video I did called Breaking the Zombie Trance, which is still linked on my website at earthpulse.com. But traumas offer opportunity. And as difficult and painful as all of this is, the opportunity is to first reflect inside and recognize what we are again. Created in the image and likeness of God, that is a powerful being. You are that being. You are that powerful created entity that can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. And we are there right now. And we are not alone. We are actually connected to every other living soul by the fact of creation. And we're doing this together. We're in this together. These are the opportunities that change us internally, and then that changes the external world. I've been talking about it for years in the context of technology, in the context of science, but more importantly, in the context of who we are as living, breathing souls. Unite together in the opportunity to serve. Serve each other and change the world, and recognize who we are and act that way. Courageously, fearlessly. We are the Info Warriors, and you are the tip of the spear.
High news. Black golden.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.